This is Pod Populi.
Podcast for the people.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to From the Bachelor to the Burbs with Jen Schaft Waterman. And this episode is sponsored by Podcorn. Today, I have a special guest. Her name is Angela Marie. Welcome, Angela.
Hi.
You are, tell us who you are. You are a podcaster and a life coach, holistic life coach. So we're going to dive into that.
Yes.
So first,
all of that. Yes. Yes. So I am the founder of my business, The Focus Within, which is also the name of my podcast. And I am a holistic lifestyle coach. And really what I do with the women that I work with is it's kind of like a recreation, a process that I walked through back from 2007. I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and it kind of led me on this path of wanting to figure out healthier ways to take care of myself and really just find how this could have happened. What can I do to kind of make myself better? And throughout that process, I was able to discover that nutrition and exercise and all of these pieces of a holistic lifestyle, mind and body and all of that, how that was all tying into what I believe caused that diagnosis. And so I love being able to work with women and to kind of help women along the journey of when they may feel stuck in certain areas of their lives. Mm-hmm. And I come and help support them and give them the tools that they would need to learn how to live a healthier lifestyle. But also really what I'm most passionate about mm-hmm. is helping women to find joy by living in alignment and in creating this life of harmony.
I like that. I love that. So okay, we'll get to that because I want to know how you live a life holistically and in harmony, because yeah. I feel like I could use that. Everybody could use that.
Right.
Talk about your lymphoma. So how old were you? You were diagnosed. How did you figure that out? Like all those things.
Yeah. So I was 27 and I had this rash on my skin. Like it was on my arms. I was just getting ready. 27. Right.
Okay. So young.
So yeah, young. I had two daughter. I have
so
two
you
daughters.
Have two,
still.
So you already were
already
a mom. You yeah. were already a mom at 27.
Yes. So I had a 6.5-year-old and a 4-year-old. Right.
Okay.
And I was just in the process of getting married and like all of these exciting things that were happening. And then I had this scary diagnosis and all because of a rash. And of course, like, I pay attention to my body, you know, at that point in time, like maybe not as much as I do now.
Well, and you're 27, you're young, you've got nothing yeah. to worry. You know, that's an age where, you know, everything yeah. bounces back.
Yes. Yeah. So when you're.
So you think. Yeah.
So you think. And especially like getting ready for this wedding, I'm like, oh my gosh, like what is this rash
right.
on my skin? I have to get this off. And so I started going to see a dermatologist and they gave me some prescriptions for some steroid creams and then ended up doing biopsies. And it was like 2 days after my wedding that I got a call from the Cleveland Clinic, and they told me that I had this aggressive form of lymphoma cancer and that I needed to immediately make these appointments to come in and see a specialist and talk about all of the chemo and radiation. And I was just like panicked. I'm like what?
What is happening?
Literally.
You said this was the day after?
Like 2 days. It was like the Monday. We got married on a Saturday. No honeymoon. Monday, I got the call from the doctor.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to your honeymoon. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 27. You get diagnosed. And so lymphoma, do they have like stages with lymphoma or it's just aggressive?
So that's all they really ever said to me, or at least that's all I can remember. I feel like that point in my life then just turned
into a blur.
Yeah, it was a huge blur. But I was very fortunate to have had worked with the head oncologist that dealt with this cutaneous lymphoma, as they were classifying it. And for a period of about 3 years, I would go and see him and have all of these different testings and CAT scans. And he was never an advocate for me to start any type of medication, though, because there was always this discrepancy with what my body, so the biopsies that they would be taking from this rash compared to my blood panel and the CAT scans and all of this. They were opposite. So one showed aggressive cancer. The other part of me was like, you're a healthy 27-year-old.
Okay. So what, how did they figure out what to do and what was wrong? Or is that, okay, keep going.
No, you're fine. He basically at that point after three and a half years or whatever it was, looked at me and he said, I feel like whatever it is that you have going on, I think that we are causing more damage to your body with some of these like CAT scan testings and things that I was doing, more than whatever this is actually doing to your body. So I think we're just going to let you go and live your life. And if things get worse, come back and see us. But if not, like you look.
So did you go through chemo? Did you get, so he didn't, they didn't know. They're like, you have this form of cancer, but they didn't.
They never
figured out how to treat you.
They never figured out how to treat me because they never knew what it was. It was
bizarre.
Super bizarre.
So hard. That had to be horrible for you because you're just like, I want to get better or I want to figure out what's wrong.
And I felt good other than this rash. And to be honest with you, there were moments when I would go see some of these specialists and they'd look at the rash and say, are you sure it's not just a bug bite? Because most people wouldn't necessarily even pay attention to that. But for whatever reason, I wanted to know what it was. Yeah. And here it ends up turning out to be this quote unquote cancer. And yeah, it was just a very bizarre experience because I still to this day have no idea. I think they did try to like label it as this precursor to something that could turn into lymphoma. But again, I've never had any real issues from then. I've never gone back to have any other testing done just because I've learned how to.
So what have you done since to learn to manage it? Or do you still have the rash? Does the rash go away? I mean, that's probably your holistic mind, body.
Yeah. So throughout this process and what ultimately led me to create the business that I've created today is I wanted to take care of the things that I knew that I could take care of. So that was eating better and working out. I feel like being a young mom, I was very, all over the place, working full time, trying to manage a new marriage and all of that kind of stuff, right? And so the one thing that I felt like I was really maybe not investing a lot of my time and energy into was my health and exercise and things like that. So I started working out and eating better and just being more mindful of what I was doing with my body and what I was putting into my body. That was kind of where it all started. And then from there, it just kind of
like here you are.
Snowballed. It just kind of snowballed. Yeah.
And then so now you're a holistic life coach. Tell us about that. And what do you, so all of, your cancer diagnosis, all of that has sort of led you to the life coaching, right? So tell us about that life, like what services do you provide, all those things.
Yeah. So it was during, these next several years of paying attention and doing the things to live a healthy lifestyle that I really became passionate about wanting to help others in their journey. And at the time, it was just mostly like nutrition, body movement, exercise type of stuff. And I decided that I was like, you know what? I'm really into this stuff and I think I might want to go back to school. So I'm like, I'm going to go back to school and become a health coach. And so I went through this program through, it's called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And it was when it might have been the first week or so of that where they had us go through an exercise where we were having to rate ourselves in all of these different areas beyond just what I was comfortable in, right? So I thought I was going in for health coaching, and here they're like, well, how would you rate your mental health, your emotional health, your finances, even your relationships, and how all of those things really kind of create this everything. I mean, it creates every part of who we are. And it was when I looked at what I rated myself in certain areas that I was like, oh crap. Like, so
like, I'm maybe not a whole person the way, I don't know. You're not who you just have something to look at where you're like, oh, okay, well,
yeah,
maybe I need to work on this a little bit or that a little bit.
And once I started to realize the different parts of me that were maybe not in a balanced state, it led me to ultimately make some hard decisions in my life. So through that process and as I continue to grow and go through that schooling, I realized that the biggest stressor that was in my life at that time was the same marriage that I was, right, like getting married when all of this first started happening. Yeah. And so I felt in that moment, just kind of like intuitively, I was like, oh my goodness, I feel like maybe this whole rash, maybe this whole thing was a warning sign,
like
for
a reaction
me.
To like what was really going down, like in deep down, going on deep down inside your body. Yeah.
And truly, I mean, when you even consider the word disease, like it's literally dis-ease.
I saw that on your website and I read it like that. Yeah. I was like, oh, not at ease. Like,
yeah, you're not at ease. Disease. And so I feel like our bodies are always trying to communicate with us. And, you know, not everyone is going to have a cancer diagnosis, but how many of us, you know, women or just people in general deal with certain type of health issues and diagnoses that maybe they too don't quite have the answers for. But if we can start to dig a little bit deeper and try to get to maybe what some of those root causes are, I think that's where we're able to start pinpointing which areas of our lives we're not fully living in alignment. And that's what I'm here to do as the coach, is that I love to be able to come and help support women who are feeling stuck and maybe are looking to find a little bit more out about themselves and better ways to manage stress or eat healthier, all of the things.
All the things.
Yeah.
That we all want to do. I mean, so how do you, like, what is your, like, what do you eat in a day? Or, like, what is your nutrition program? Because I feel like I'm super lacking in that right now. And I don't cook, you know, so I like things fast. So I think I'm lacking in the, like, nutritional aspect.
Well, and that's just the way that I feel like our world is, right? Mm-hmm. We're all so hustle bustle all the time, and that we are always looking for quick solutions. I do it myself, right? So for me, I think the easiest way for me to make sure that I'm eating what I should be eating is to take the time to, you know, invest an hour or two, whatever day of the week is best. Typically Sundays, you know, are most people.
Like the down day.
Yeah. And create, you know, a meal plan and be able to prepare and do, you know, a lot of like the cooking and preparing your meals for the next few days, so that when you are back in action on a Monday or a Monday night, you know, like you already
you can go for something that's you've already made, but it's so it's still quick, but you've prepared it. Yeah, that's the
and I think
the hard that's the part for me that I need to get better at, because I know I can do it. It's just doing it.
Yeah.
And I want to eat better, but I also want my kids to eat better.
Right. Yeah. I think it's even more now as opposed to back in, you know, the late 2000s when all of this was kind of transfolding. Is that a word?
Unfolding? Yeah, we got it. I know what you mean.
Oh my gosh. But I feel like even now there's so many more like options available for people. Like I don't necessarily like to cook all the time either. Thankfully, I'm remarried and my husband now like loves cooking. So he does a huge portion of that.
Oh, that's so nice.
So nice. But for people that are, you know, there's so many different meal plan things like HelloFresh and all of these companies that offer ways for us to still be able to get the right good foods. And I think that's the most important thing. Like you had asked, like, how do you know what to eat? I feel like processed food, you know, like
they always say eat real foods, no matter. That's hard for me because I'm like, well, is a potato chip is a real potato?
This is true,
but it's been fried, you know. I get it, but it's just I you know, eat real foods that came from the ground, or
exactly, like, you know, shop the outer perimeters of the grocery stores. Those are where all of like the healthy foods I would say would be. But there are a lot of more options, I believe, now, even that make eating healthier easy, even though it's easy, it's still actually benefiting you in some way.
And then so you don't recommend, you know, with like people with anxiety in this, like you're probably more, I would guess you want to go the holistic route besides getting on like anti-anxiety meds and things like that. Is that?
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
No, you're good. I honestly, like, I'm not an against any type of medicines. But for me, and I can only, you know, speak into my own experience, mm-hmm. is that I have tried to find better, more natural ways to deal with some of those things. So things like yoga and meditation, yes. and just even simple, just 5 minutes of like deep breathing can honestly change so much within our physical mm-hmm. body that I'm always willing to try different things like that before doing it. But of course, there are instances.
There are. Yes, I'm sure there are. But I feel like sometimes, you know, in this day and age, everyone's on an antidepressant, anti-anxiety, and you're just like, do I really need it? I remember at one point in my life, I was actually on The Bachelor, and I was in San Francisco living with, it was after The Bachelor, I was living with Andrew Firestone, and I went to the doctor, and I was like, I think I need like Zoloft or, you know, like some. And she was like, well, what's going on? I was like, well, I was the girl picked on The Bachelor. I don't know if you've heard of that show. And I just started bawling. And she was like, you know, I don't really know your situation, but it just sounds like a normal situation you'd be anxious about. Like, I don't think you need anti, like the situation that you're in is very like anxiety ridden. Of course you feel anxious. Like, I don't think that you're, I don't think that means you need medicine. Right, you just right. need to figure out how to better yourself. So yeah, she did not put me on anything. But it did make me think like, okay, wait, I need to figure this out. This is, I, you know, when I was with Andrew, I lived in, when I was living in San Francisco, I like had given up my life. I was thought that I was supposed to like love everything about my life. Like right. this amazing thing just happened to me and I was miserable. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, I mean, I'm over it now and all those things, but I think a lot of people go through, like now I used to tell that to my husband. He's like, am I like depressed or anxious or are just really crazy things going on? And yeah. you're like, no, crazy things are going on and we're dealing with it.
And I think a big part of like what I love about being able to work one-on-one with mm-hmm. somebody, so like the clients that I work with and having these types of conversations, they don't always go to like these far back places, but I do believe that so much of like where this anxiety and just overall feeling of overwhelm and all of that, like it comes from like years and years. So like I am such a huge advocate of like inner child healing and really mm-hmm. like for me, the most clarity and things that have come about in my own healing journey have been to be able to go back into places, you know, within my body, within my mind, and be able to almost like reparent and just show up for myself in these mm-hmm. ways that I feel mm-hmm. like so many of us, you know, we've grown up and we've lived in a crazy world for so long that we just kind of accept this as being the normal for us. But if we really start peeling back these layers and start to understand why we operate in the ways that we do and why we show up in relationships or whatever mm-hmm, that right. looks like, it's just all like, it's so,
it's like trying to break old habits that we didn't know we created for ourselves.
Exactly.
You know what? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Angela. And we are back. All right. So you have your business, The Focus Within. What does like somebody listening, how can they get in touch with you? Do you do it over Zoom? Is it something local? Is it like we live in Cleveland?
Yes.
Like outside of Cleveland. Is it something that you just do locally or?
The clients that I work with mostly are local. I feel like it's just, especially after coming out of COVID.
Right. Yeah.
It's so important for me for me personally mm-hmm. to feel connected, but also knowing what I had gone through and what led me to want to be this person for other people. I think it's so important to have that connection to somebody. So mm-hmm. I love meeting with my clients one-on-one. We meet weekly or we can do Zoom, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, it's just really like creating a plan and guiding them and giving them the tools that they need to really just redirect their focus within themselves.
The focus within. Yeah. I get it. I love it.
Yeah, because I believe that all of the answers, all of the, you know, solutions that we're looking for, whether that is physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of that already is within us, and it is our job to go deep and to find what that is for us and understand that our life, our story, all of that is specific to us. And I'm just there to help guide and direct mm-hmm. that process.
Which is great. Which is very cool. Very, very cool. I need to have a session with you.
I do. Yeah. So most of my clients, we can 3 months is usually like the minimum that we do. Okay, but I did start offering, since you said that, I do like one-on-one sessions because mm-hmm. I feel like some people are afraid I understand that it's scary to commit to something and yet you still want to like put your toe in the water and kind of test it out. And so, yeah. So the coaching is a huge part of my business, but through that and really what I'm finding more passion towards right now is events and retreats. And so last month I co-led a retreat down in Southern Ohio with a friend and we had 21 women that came.
Fun.
Yeah. And we just spent a weekend together doing all of the things, yoga and meditation and just fun laughter and things like that. But I think for women, it's important for us to, again, feel that connection, especially amongst other women, right?
Right. Absolutely. Because you don't want to feel alone. You want to feel like you're in this. And we all need a little break from our families. So
yeah,
this
exactly.
retreat it's sounds a perfect, amazing.
It's a perfect getaway.
Getaway.
Yes, exactly.
That you also have a podcast.
I do.
Tell me about your podcast.
Yeah. If you can guess, it's called
The Focus Within.
Yeah. And so a part of like me and throughout the healing process in my own life, I've always just had these like ideas and thoughts and not really necessarily like comfortable sharing a lot of this. I feel like I was for so long, led to believe that my voice didn't matter and that nobody would care about what I was going through. And
we all feel that way, but it's not true.
It's not true. And so I actually just shared about this. I recorded my most recent episode a few days ago and I found this notebook, like a journal, right? And mm-hmm. I was like looking at it and I had just started like creating ideas for my business and having a podcast was one of those listed on there. And so for me, having a podcast is just such an awesome way to come into a space where it's just you or it's just you and the guest or whoever mm-hmm. you're speaking with and just share your story, have women come in my space and share a little bit about themselves and how they've been able to overcome. And then me offer, my own story and what I've walked through and be able to just have a community of safety for women to just feel like they can come and listen and take away whatever it is that they want to take away. But I truly just want to, even if I can just offer a small glimpse of hope to somebody to let them know that they're not alone and that if, they're committed to wanting to get to know themselves better, that I'm here. There's a lot of people out here that are willing to help them go through that process.
That's amazing. But I mentioned before that this episode was sponsored by Podcorn. And that's a platform I use to shop the sponsorships for my podcast. Have you heard of that?
I have not heard of this.
Well, it's awesome. It's easy to use. And you can actually decide what advertisers you want on your podcast. Like, so say you're a health and fitness expert. You might not want to have like McDonald's being, a commercial for you. So that's why podcast is amazing. And so maybe when we're done with this, I'll teach you how to use
please
it.
Please do.
Yes. I will. I know that I met Angela the other night, a couple days ago, and we're like, what are we going to talk about on the podcast? And you have two girls, but how old are your two?
My oldest will be 21 year, and then my youngest, she'll be 18 next month. It's
so
insane.
You're like my future. Your girls are like my, the same, I have an 8-year-old who's almost 9 and a 10-year-old who's almost, so I have a 9 and an 11-year-old almost right now. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm starting to embarrass my 11-year-old. Like I can't like sing in a store or something like that. She's like, Mom, Mom. So do you use this approach with your kids? Are they on board? Are they, what is their,
so
what are
I,
their thoughts?
I feel like it's a very hard situation to be in, honestly. I do the best that I can, like any mom does, right, to guide and support. Even before I was doing this business or anything, you know.
Right. Well, that's what we do as moms. Yeah. That's what our job is.
Yeah. And so, you know, I feel like the conversations that I am able to have with now, you know, adult daughters is a lot different than how I would have parented when they were younger. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I feel like for me and going through the process that I went through, like I said, when I was getting married and the cancer, yes, and then I ultimately went through a divorce. And so, you know, that obviously affects a lot of people, including, yes, my girls. And mm-hmm. so I think there was a period of time where they were kind of like, what is going on and all of that. And now mom's doing this and now mom's doing that.
Right.
And,
like, you know, I'm a whole new person to them.
And I feel like they're able to have watched me grow into this woman that I'm also here to, like, still hold their little hands and show them that they too are still welcome in this next journey, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to be more holistic with my kids too. You know, I think we all just want to make sure we're doing the right thing and not being so hard on ourselves when it comes to motherhood. Mm-hmm. And speaking of motherhood, I am also, you know, going to be 45 in a little bit, you know, aging and all of that. Like,
how you do not look 45 years old. And I feel like, I feel like, isn't it so nice to hear? And I'm being serious, though, but like, it's so nice to hear that, though, too, because like, I'm 40.
Right.
And I feel like most people are like, wait, how do you have two kids?
Like what? You're like, you can't be 40. You have 10? A 21-year-old. Yeah. 40. But, you know, everybody, it's just, yeah. So I'm, you know, we're aging. And it does sound, thank you for saying I look young.
You do.
It's the Botox. I work at a med spa, as everyone knows. So they have good products.
Yeah.
I just feel like my body is changing. Like, I need, now it's like, okay, I feel like this is the time in my life where I really need to start, you know, like, things just, I don't feel as good as I used to, or, you know, my stomach hurts. I can't, you know, I just, yeah, I feel like this might be a great time for me to get a little bit more holistic.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's so easy for us to lose sight of how the simple things like sleeping, you know, we've talked, right, about eating, drinking water, right? Like, so just basic health needs that we sometimes just are like, meh,
whatever. Well, it's fine. And I remember being like 21 and being like tanning and all these. I want to look good now,
yeah,
is what I remember thinking. I don't want to, now that I'm 45, I'm like, I was an idiot. I still want to look good. Like, I don't. But what do you recommend? Like, are you very holistic with your like makeup and things like that? Are you more of like, do you use like natural products, or do you?
I'm not
your
like
thought on that.
I am not the like all holistic. No,
okay.
I mean, I would love to be, but honestly, there's so much research that I feel like we have to do when it comes to finding what products do or don't work, absolutely, and where, yes, they're sourced and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, I love essential oils. Mm-hmm. I've partnered with doTERRA, which is an essential oil company, and I love their products.
Tell me about the essential oils, because I don't know much about it. And I know it's big.
Yeah. So essential oils come from plants, right? And mm-hmm. so they cold press or distill press or steam. I can't remember all of the things. I wasn't thinking about this part of the conversation.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, but like, no, it's just a natural oil from plants.
But they help relax you.
They do.
You put them in your home.
Tell me
what you do with the oils in the house.
You can diffuse them is probably the most common way that people do. There's a lot of oils that you can even take internally. Not all of them are safe to do so. So do your research. Like I said, I partner with doTERRA because I trust the way that they source their oils. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, aromatically, internally, really, it's just finding what works best for you.
You like, because I hate lavender, and everybody.
Do
like,
you
lavender? Oh, it's so relaxing. Like, I get like a migraine when I smell it. I'm like,
it could have been the oil, though. I mean,
no, I don't even think I like. I just
don't like it.
I just don't.
That's
like
okay.
But I mean, So I'm like, I don't work with the oils. I hate the smell, but I gotta find my oil, smell.
Well, we can chat about this obviously beyond this episode because there's so much. I literally have, it's called like, I don't know the technical term of the book, but it's basically like a Bible for essential oils. And it has like every ailment, every anything that you could ever deal with and what essential oils that they would recommend to help with that. So I just like playing around with stuff like that, you know.
And you really feel like it does help?
1,000,001%. Yes. Like I never promote or, you know, talk about any or, you know, any product that I've never had or that I've never personally used or had an experience with. So I can think back to my husband now where I would come home and I'd have all these oils and things and he would have, you know, shoulder pain for something. And I'm like, here, let's rub this. And he's like, it really worked. Like,
It's not just for like smelling. It's not like, oh, it just, my house smells good and I'm relaxed.
No. Like, there's oils that you can like rub on certain areas of your body to deal with, you know, different types of pain and things like that. And again, with like internal, there's things to help with inflammation and all of these types of everyday things that we deal with.
I need that buck. I have a lot of ailments lately because I'm old.
But beyond the oils, like, you know, when it comes to like aging and healthcare and, you know, I think that when we are taking care of our bodies, moving our bodies and eating right and getting sleep and drinking enough water, that alone is already like healing our body.
The water part too always amazes me because I had another friend on here a while back who was a breast cancer survivor. And I was with her during her breast cancer you know, treatment. And it was just water, water, water. All she did was drink water. And it was like a huge part of her recovery. And you're like, it's just water. But it's like it helped her so much just through chemo and not feeling nauseous. And then, you know, we knew other people going through cancer at the same time who were ending up like in the hospital due to dehydration. And it was just like, she was like, I can control the water. I can't control my sickness, but I can control how much water I drink. And it really was so beneficial. And it's like, I remember somebody once, I read some quote, like, there's really nothing in the world. There's very few things in the world that more water won't cure. Just drink more water, drink more water. And it seems so simple and it's so hard for me. I'm like drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper right now. I'd much rather have like a soda. Pop, whatever you call it.
They have good carbonated waters and stuff.
So. I know. I like those too. Yeah. But yeah, we can all do better. Maybe I'm talking to myself.
You're fine.
I know you said you maybe had some bachelor questions. We talked about that before, but you're not on the spot or anything like that. I'm not putting you on the spot.
I did not. I've like reached out to a few girlfriends that I know that watch The Bachelor and they were like, I don't really know what to ask.
I know. There's like, nothing to ask. I feel like everybody knows.
I have a question though. Like for me personally, I just think it's crazy. So
like, why would anybody do it?
It's just, I've never personally got into the show. I mean, I might have watched an episode, a random season here or there, but it's always just so interesting to me to feel like, how do you like get to that place to even be like, oh, I have an honest shot of being on this show. And then once you're on the show, like, are you actually like dating this person?
Yes, it's so weird. And it's funny that you bring this up because I was just talking to my husband about it last night. I was like, I mean, my friend signed me up for the show as a joke. Like we were laughing when we did it, you know, and like one thing led to another. It all snowballed and I end up on the show. And then it was like, as long as I don't go home on the first night, it'll just be fun. I lived in Chicago at the time. They were filming in LA. And I literally, it was like such a fluke that I even made it to the show. And then there was just not a chance that I was like, I had no expectation of like, falling for the guy or wanting to date him or what. Like I was just going to be, as long as I didn't go home on the first night, I was just going to leave somewhere in the middle. And it was going to be fine.
Yeah.
But you get there and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. I like him and I'm having fun with him. And then it's also like the competition. You're just like, wait a second. You start to feel like, wait a second. Why does he like them? Yeah. Why doesn't he like me? Like that competition and you know, that competitiveness in you just kind of kicked in a little bit, and it was like, I can't believe I actually like him. But yeah. I think it's also a little bit of Stockholm syndrome. You know, you're just in the situation. They take your phone away. You have no contact with the outside world. You're just in this bubble of like, he's this amazing man, and you got to get him. And you're like, I got to get him. I got to win.
And you did it.
But I did it. But no, I did really like him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and they're like, they're falling in love and all of that. You know, we did really date. I did want it to work. He wanted it to work. But it was a very, it's like, I wouldn't be like, you should totally do it.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did it. I still can't believe I did it. And I would watch the show being like, who are these girls, these men? Like, and I still watch it thinking all the same things. So I don't know why I did it. And
but you did it. And I feel like regardless of how, you know, what happened and all of that stuff, like how cool. I just think it's
right.
So cool.
Well, it's just like a very cool. I got lucky and I got to do a very cool thing. But then I also just then when it was over, I just got to go back and be normal and have a normal life, and just had a really cool experience back in the day. But it was very up and down emotionally. You know, you're like, sometimes it was amazing and sometimes it was like the worst thing ever.
I'm sure.
But I wouldn't change it. But I, because my husband was like, what if you had never done it? Like, do you ever wish that you hadn't? And I was like, no, I don't regret it because I, you know, had the time of my life, but I wouldn't like do it again.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't get me.
No.
To get on a plane. I mean, I think like you, I think you changed so much though from 27 to 45. Like what I was like into.
Were you 27?
I was 26 when I did The Bachelor and then 28 when I did The Bachelorette. Okay. So 26, 27, 28. Yeah, I guess I just had a lot more energy back then and I wanted excitement. Now I'm just like, I just like to stay home and
I just want the zen.
I'm tired. Right. So yeah, I get it. It's totally weird, but
not weird. Know. I think like just
weird because, is the wrong word, but just odd. Like how did that happen? Who would do that?
Yeah,
I get it.
It's a unique experience, I'm sure.
Definitely. Well, you've been so fun. Angela Marie. Wait, The Focus Within.
Yes.
With Angela Marie is your podcast.
It's the podcast. It's on all the things. And I can't wait for you to teach me about the Podcorn.
Well, I'm going to teach you all about it. So thank you to Podcorn for sponsoring this episode.
And yeah, so if anybody would like to chat more with me personally, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at The Focus Within. Or you can visit my website, which is thefocuswithin.com.
You got it. You check her out. She's amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us in the burbs today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we will see you all next week.